The Seed of Serenity is a larger painting that I did of one of the gardens on our land. I have numerous gardens as a lover of nature and color. It's part of the passages because I walk by this bench frequently. It's right outside my studio door. And I oftentimes sit down to just simply drink in the colors and fragrances of the earth and the flowers. And what a gift nature gives us in this painting. I love the odd shaping of the bench I did and the angle of it and how it just sort of invites you to just climb there and feel the emotion of that moment. The next painting, The Vineyards of Moselle, Germany. It's a brand new painting I just finished for this show. And the Moselle River Valley is in Germany. My husband and I do several biking trips. And we just hop on a flight with no luggage, rent bikes when we get to the country, and just travel for a couple of weeks and go from town to town and knock on doors and find a place to sleep at night. In this particular case, we were biking in Germany and we were in the Moselle River, which is an amazingly beautiful, beautiful area of the world. And we try not to go up into too many hilly sites, but the river valley is usually a safe place to bike in. However, in this particular night, it was in the middle of wine festival time. So we had to bike up into the mountains along the side of the Moselle River Valley to find our place to sleep for the night after biking for 6 hours and then having to go uphill for another hour nonstop. It got to be pretty rugged. But the gift was turning around and looking behind us at the amazing vineyards that were started way back in Roman times. Their symmetry and how they created these vineyards and bought in these old vines that are still lasting today, but on steep, steep hillsides, just an incredible place in the world. The next painting, a small painting, a little 8x10, is Late Summer, the Vermont Golds. That's a result of another biking trip in the state of Vermont. And there was just something magical about the blue background mountains and hills in the distance with the yellow golds of the land in front of us. It was absolutely magical. It was the fall of the year, but fall comes in golds even more frequently than it does in reds. It was a lovely mixture on the passages, again, along a road, of just the shapes of the fields. The Rocky Shoreline of the Root River is a 24x30 painting that I did of the Root River Valley, which runs all throughout southeast Minnesota. It's an incredible gift to the world of our area here, even into the Wisconsin area. Eagle Bluff Environmental Learning Center, a nonprofit organization in our area, they were able to purchase a new parcel of land, 150 acres, that they'd been wanting for many, many years. And I did an entire series of paintings for them to be used as a fundraiser to help pay for that land. And when I was done with the series, I loved every single one of those paintings in the series. But the whole time I was out there doing my reference sketches and photos and stuff and creating the paintings, I said to myself that when I was done with all of that, I was doing a painting just for me to sell, and one from my heart that I had. Like the rest of these paintings all come from my heart in some way. And this one, I just love the energy of the water and the trees in the background. That's it's a pretty nice piece, even if I do say so myself. I love the water and the rocks on the side, and standing there at the edge of the water, throwing rocks in the waters. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good hours down there. The next painting in my series, A Message in the Waters, is from Another hiking trip that we took, not biking this time, but hiking, and we were in Colorado, in Aspen, Colorado. And I was up hiking in the mountains alone that day. My husband was in meetings, and I was all alone. And thinking about a family member that I had that had been having some difficulties. And when I was at that very spot, I received the call that we had all been waiting for. Anyway, I didn't mean to get emotional about this painting, but this painting has significance to me because the message in the waters was that my brother was finally at peace again. Shadows Reach is a painting from done on a lake up in northern Wisconsin, a lakeside retreat. Another artist friend of mine had a beautiful log home up there, and he said, "Oh, just go up and stay and do some paintings, and I'll just pick one of the paintings that you do to keep as a trade-off for having a couple of, you know, a week there. Go with your husband and enjoy your time." So the Shadows Reach was the end of the driveway going into this Wisconsin lake, and boy, what a beautiful place. And I just like the way that the shadows draw down on the road and create a pattern, almost a puzzle on the road, and invite you to follow that passage in. And Moody Blues is a smaller 8x10 painting that I did, another recent painting, and it is on what we call the roller coaster road, which is a local road in the area where I live. And the road is a real roller coaster. It goes up and down, and I've driven that road and through many weather moods and times, and the misty mornings and afternoon light create some pretty magical colors, and that's what I was trying to get when I did this painting, and I succeeded well with it, even if I do say so myself. The next painting, the Following the Apex Trail, is, I believe, a 12x14 painting, and that was done, again, on another hiking trip. I was training for climbing Kilimanjaro, and I needed to hike at altitude, so the name of the trail was the Apex Trail, and it was a passage. I trained for 2 years to climb Kilimanjaro, and the gift of all of that, besides climbing and saying I did summit Kilimanjaro, was climbing places like this, places with incredible beauty that are all around us right here in the United States. And Valley Hay Bales, I live in the country. This is a 16 by 20, and I, again, it's a local back road, another passage I love to take for painting references, and the early morning moodiness of this. And I love the hay bales. Wherever I go, there is something so iconic about them. Just sitting there and the magic they create on the land. That's what this painting is all about. It's moody and joyful and somehow very calming to me, because no matter what happens in this world, those things, the earth and the work in the earth and the farmers, we all have to keep the same rhythm no matter what. And First Cutting is something I discovered. Again, that's not an old painting. It's another painting from the Southeast Minnesota area. I discovered that the local farmers, they have this thing about who's going to cut their hay first and how many cuttings a year they get. You could tell I was a city girl because I didn't understand that till I moved out to the country. And I just, again, we're back to those hay bales and the excitement of all that. I just love the way they fall in the land. And that's just a small little 8x10 painting, but it's sweet painting. And I like the colors that I managed to get, a little bit of brightness in there and kind of a funky feel to it. And then we go to the Golds of the Danube. And that was from another biking trip, biking across four countries in Europe. And this is in southern Austria, and along the Danube River, this trail follows. And the golds on what I noticed on this one when we were writing was that we could have been writing a bike trail in Wisconsin or in Minnesota, anywhere, and it's all the same. Every little rural town has a church steeple somewhere in it, and the towns are nestled in the edge of the hillsides, and then there's the open valley floor where we bike or walk or hike, and it's magical and wonderful, and we're all the same all over the world. The Whispers Through the Trees is a 24 by 30 vertical canvas that I did. That was from Colorado again, a different hiking trip in Colorado. And just the magic of nature as you pass by on the trails, and the colors, the wonderful colors that happen when you're looking at the world of trees and the gifts that they give us. And the strength of the trees. And yet these trees aren't those big, thick trees, but there's something powerful and strong. They make a statement that says, take care of me. I'm here. I'm part of the environment. Wild Bougainvillea Path is South America, where, I mean, we see bougainvillea all over in the southern states. And that was another little hike I take when we're in sunny, warm spots in the winter time, that I walk almost every day when we manage to get there each winter. And it's just a magical thing about the color, the old gnarled trees, and really it looks like a very deserted trail, but it's not. It's well used, and the bougainvillea is just, it's so fun the way it twists and winds everywhere, and it, what would ordinarily look like a junky area, you get the bright colors of those flowers, those paper bright blossoms, and it makes magic. All Is Calm is a painting of a bridge crossing over the calm waters, and the waters are still with the reflections, and it's misty, and it's a very calming painting. And again, bridges and waterways, bridges that cross waterways. I've done many, many paintings of various scenes of bridges over waterways through the years, because it's a passage. It's a passage that takes you from one place to another over waters of all kinds. And I hope that we all have numerous passages like that in our lives. It helps us grow. Winter's Touch in the Big Woods. It is a painting I did from an early snow, a November snow, which I like because you've got that the peace of the snow covering, and yet you see the land, you see everything. It isn't the land isn't really changed by the mounds of snow. It's just that light covering on everything, and snow is pretty magical to me. Just, again, it's another passage. It's a passage in time, a transition of seasons, and a time to come indoors and appreciate the indoor world. Step Up Into My Garden was from a painting trip I took in Italy from the, I want to say, Tuscany region, Chianti region in Italy. And I flew over there by myself with my painting, all my paint supplies in a backpack, and singing to myself, oh my gosh, I'm a big girl now. I mean, I was into my late 50s when I took that trip, and I came back with the best reference photos and sketches, and met a group of wonderful people once I arrived in Italy, and just the gardens there, and everywhere you turn, there are things to paint and things to see. But I love the old stone steps, and you climb up those old stone steps, and you see these magnificent gardens that have been there for years and years. And the buildings are so magical. I can't imagine the nightmare in keeping up all of that stuff, but they sure are nice to look at. Path Less Taken is from another trip to Germany, and it's one of those, Google Maps. That's a Google Maps thing. We were taking a shortcut coming down from the mountains to get back onto the bike trail along the Moselle River, and so Google Maps is going to give us a shortcut so we wouldn't be spending all day just traveling to get back to the bike trail down by the river. And Google Maps isn't always dependable. Even in the U.S., it isn't always dependable, because it happened to us in Vermont, too. Anyway, that was no trail. It was absolutely a very rocky road, and we spent 3 hours riding and walking our bikes on that very rocky road. But, the scenery was incredible. It was a passage. We learned. We grew with that. We laughed, and we complained, and a very memorable trip. Again, it could be anywhere in this area of the world, and it was in Germany. And the last painting in the grouping is the Rolling Passages of the Blue Danube. Again, that was another biking trip. That particular biking trip was just 2 years ago. The Blue Danube River, there was a group of six of us that were on the bikes all day, and we would get up in the morning and have breakfast at the little place that we would stay in and eat a big breakfast, and then we would just bike for 6-7 hours and roll into a little community, the group of us, and sit down at the town square, and it was beer 30 no matter what time we arrived. And two of us are not beer drinkers. We do drink wine, though. And we would take off and go hiking. And in this particular case, we hiked up to an old castle up on the hillside while the others were down in the valley drinking their wine. That's a view of what they were doing down below. And we were up on the other side of the river looking down and seeing this sweeping vista of the Blue Danube River, a place that I remember hearing the music of the Blue Danube when I was growing up, a place I'd always wanted to see, and there it was. And absolutely, the Blue Danube name comes from the blue hills that surround it. Thank you for listening to me and for viewing my art. If you would like to know anything more about my art, you can go to my personal website, joanyfinnegan.com. Thanks.